1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Well, God is the same last week. He's the same this week. Now, I'm not saying that we neglect our duties, right? But when things happen, this is where you need to know God is sovereign. When it doesn't go according to your schedule, when it's out of sorts, when it's something different than you've experienced before, God is still sovereign. God is not shaken by anything because you're still on course. Why? Because there is no counsel against God. It's not like something overtakes him because it overtook you. You didn't see that coming. God saw it coming. And a mark of maturity is that you are not shaken. You have character. See, character is like ABC, 1, 2, 3. What about that? ABC never changes. ABCs were ABCs when you were in kindergarten, right? Now you old baboon. Now they're still ABCs, right? They ain't changed. 1, 2, 3 was 1, 2, 3 when you were in kindergarten and before you were in kindergarten. Amen. When you leave here, 1, 2, 3 is still going to be 1, 2, 3. Why? It's characters. They don't change. Aren't you tired of people around you all the time that change up on you all the time? You have to check and see how they're going to be today. Amen. Which one's showing up? God doesn't change. Amen. And as an aspect of him in you, the son in the sons, that wants to develop your entire life to where you don't change. Amen. And what I mean by not change, you don't go into deep in the valleys of depression, amen, discouragement, wondering if God is for you. Amen. You don't get so high and lofty that you get all proud and lift up and think you don't need God anymore. No, you have character. So whether God is blessing me or the devil is trying to fight against me, I remain the same. Why? Because my God has not changed. Destiny is still in place. I may not see it for a while, but I'm going to stay the course. Because why? I trust him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own limited understanding. You're not sovereign, but God is sovereign. He sees the end from the beginning. And he knows right where you are. And this life is to teach you how to trust. One indication that you trust God when you come to church, you got some joy. Hello, you're not here looking, your chin dragging the ground and your knuckles on the ground. You come in. Oh, Lord, it's Sunday. Got to go to church. He's sovereign. People are very religious. Even church folks are religious. They don't think you should tell a joke in church. Matter of fact, I got another good joke for you. I ain't gonna tell it to you right now. See, people are ignorant of the ways and workings of God. They think God is blushing at stuff, that God is insecure with stuff. He's sovereign. He created it all. He owns it all. He's Lord of it all. everything lives and moves and have its being in God. Everything about your life is in God. Listen, Paul is at Mars Hill. He's talking to educated philosophers, religious folk. And let's read on so you see what he says to them, because they have all these gods and they're religious. Tell somebody right now, lay your religion down. Let me stay on this. You know, listen, God will laugh with you sometime.
Amen.
He'll laugh at you sometime. Go to this other side. I said, God will laugh at you sometime. See, to your ear, your ear has to be tuned to the frequency of heaven. Sometimes stuff you do tickles God. And when your enemy tries to get, you know, all well up on you, God laughs at them. And you have to learn how to laugh at yourself sometimes. No, you're just too religious. That's religion. God didn't make you a stone face. He made you a human being. Laughter does good like a medicine. Everybody said, laughter does good like a medicine. Somebody can lower their prescription just by laughing sometimes. But see, everybody don't believe that. See, the religious, are y'all religious over here or what? Let me hear some of it. Just I see a smile or two over there. Right? By laughing. You've heard the story of the guy that was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Years ago, it's documented. I don't know if it's on Netflix or what, but it's documented. Doctors gave him up and said, you got very little time to live. So the guy said, all right. He said, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to laugh my way out of this life. Amen, amen. He got him all videos, locked himself up, just watch videos, laughing, you know, just trying to drown the fear and the sorrow. Laugh. He went past the time they gave him he was supposed to live. He went back to the doctors. Doctors couldn't find a trace of cancer in his body because the laughter did good like a medicine. Amen. I'm telling you, a whole lot of stuff that the devil brings to try to rock you, if you can learn to laugh at it. If you can learn to, amen, accept yourself where you are. And stop being religious. Except the Lord build a house, you labor in vain anyway. Stop trying to be something and let God be. Acts 17, we're going to get to Acts. 17:22. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too religious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. Let me pause there. We're gonna now that's a series right there.
Amen. Amen.
Don't think for a minute that God needs anything.
Amen.
He needs you to worship. He needs you to give. He needs you to be faithful. God is all sufficient. You need to worship. You need to give. You need to be found faithful. It's for your well-being and for your seed. Most of us are here because of somebody. You had a praying grandma. While you were drugging, grandma was praying. Amen. While you were fornicating, grandpa had you up in prayer. When the devil tried to kill you, your mama was praying for you. And God heard her prayers. Somebody was praying for you. God is all sufficient. Listen, he's... When you understand that, you can start to develop a relationship. You see, you got to break that religious mindset. You got to do this. No, God don't. He ain't making you do anything. If there be first a willing mind, amen. Willing worship, not worshiping Him in spirit and truth, not. Just going through the motions because it's church. No, that's religious stuff. That's just religious stuff. Songs don't cause us to worship. We sing songs because we worship. As a matter of fact, we worship. Worship is not just in song. Thank God we have wonderful praise and worship leaders, musicians. I love them to life. Amen. Most of them are young.
Amen.
Amen. But listen, worship goes far beyond us clapping and singing. Worship, as a matter of fact, in its purest essence, is your obedience.
Amen.
Amen. See, we're going to talk about sovereign God. If God is everywhere all the time and feels everything all the time, wherever you go, then I believe his objective is to fill your life like that.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
When you're at home and nobody else around,
amen.
God is still there.
Amen.
You're still worshiping. You're not doing things that are like, oh, I can't.
Amen.
No, you're there, or you're in Walmart, or in at the fruit stand. God is still there. See, when you begin to understand His sovereignty, and you start to exercise your life towards that, you start to experience the presence of God in places that you never would have thought. He's not limited to the four walls of this building. Matter of fact, He wants to ride home with you in your car. He wants, amen. He wants to be in the conversation with you and your wife. He's sovereign. He don't want just a part of you. But it's a matter of yielding to Him and coming to know Him. He wants yet to do great exploits through your life. Get it back up for me. We can't be ignorant of the ways and workings of the Lord. Neither is worship with men's hands as though He needed anything, seeing He gives to all life. You had that little cockroach, the little ant,
yes, sir.
The mosquitoes, them rascals. God has given them life.
Amen.
Everything belongs to Him. He's Lord of it all. Creator of it all. Amen. Get back up. Seeing He gives to all life and breath and all things. And has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant.